Hello, and welcome to the Logistics Management Podcast Series. My name is Jeff Berman. I'm Group News Editor for Logistics Management Magazine, as well as the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group. Today, it's a real pleasure to welcome Dale McClung to our podcast. Dale serves as Vice President of Supply Chain Services for Bluebell, Pennsylvania-based CLX. CLX is a chemical logistics services provider, and I forgot to mention that CLX is in Bluebell, which is based right outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Dale, welcome to our podcast today.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really great to have you join us today. But before we get started, I just wanted to offer up a thanks to our friends over at CLX Logistics for sponsoring today's podcast. So Dale, we'll sort of start at a bit of a granular top level, and then we'll drill down more to the specific sector that you guys live and breathe in, that being chemical logistics. But sort of, Dale, from a 30,000 foot view, if you will, how would you sort of define the current state of freight transportation relative, obviously, to the modes you guys are in and serving? I know that's a kind of an open-ended question we could probably spend our whole time on, but, you know, from a 30,000 foot view, the elevator pitch, if you will, about current state of affairs as it relates to freight transportation.
Yeah, Jeff. Why don't I give you two perspectives? You know,
sure.
From a shipper's perspective, it's a good time to negotiate rates. You know, it's a shipper's market. LTL is hanging in there, and bulk truck is still propped up a little bit. But overall, it's a shipper's market there. And, you know, rates are lower than they have been for the past couple of years. And, you know, from a carrier's perspective, what they're seeing is demand is below the normal seasonality. You know, the produce season isn't going off quite as expected. There's some newer carriers that came onto the scene in 20 and 21, and they're struggling for solvency right now.
Mm-hmm.
Competition with brokers is pretty high right now. And, you know, the outlook for volumes for the rest of this year isn't that great either for the U.S.
No, absolutely. And that sort of speaks to definitely some of those challenges. You know, and just shifting gears, you know, with this current environment, there are all different types of challenges. I mean, I'm thinking also outside your sector. I mean, I'm thinking about slowing consumer demand, inflation, mm-hmm. things like that. What do you sort of view or think are the biggest challenges overall based on the current market, the current environment and related factors?
Well, we know partnerships with carriers is really important. Shipper carrier partnerships are something that's become more and more important over the years. But right now, you know, shippers are dissolving their dedicated fleets, you know, and releasing their dedicated capacity. And so, you know, carriers are struggling to recover from that, to keep those drivers and those assets moving. And, you know, knowing how much you're paying for transportation performance as a shipper,
mm-hmm.
new rates, you know, what should I be doing right now? How do I leverage a spot market? And just as important, the third one is, how do I be less reactive and more proactive of, you know, how do I not repeat the reactive environment that I was in 2021 and the front end of 22?
Okay. Got it. So for your specific vertical, the chemical sector, Dale, let's take a look and focus in sort of on, you know, what the chemical shippers are currently experiencing. You know, what's happening to things like the cost of transportation performance for them? What modes are you seeing changing the most, or perhaps at the fastest rate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely truckload dry van in the U.S. is changing at the fastest rate from my perspective.
Okay.
Rates have dropped and have bottomed out, it seems, at least for now. And probably stay that way. LTLs, you know, they're still pretty good, but they're mm-hmm. really dependent on the labor market. So, you know, labor statistics are going to determine what happens there. And, you know, for bulk truck shippers, there's a lot fewer of those carriers, and relationships are strong. So, you know, as long as the output from shippers remains strong, they'll be strong. But if output starts to drop, which is what we're expecting in the second half of this year,
yeah,
they could be in trouble.
Right. And I mean, and just as an aside, your comments just got me thinking for a moment there, Dale. I mean, it wasn't all that long ago that the capacity situation was much, much different. I mean, and obviously that's due to pared down demand. Has that had an impact on how chemical shippers are going about sourcing transportation and how they sort of view operations?
Oh yeah. Yeah. If you look at back at 21, 22, the load to truck ratio was really high, you know, 10 to 1, 15 to 1, depending on what the area you're in. And, you know, today's numbers, that's now 2 to 1.
Yeah. So, I just saw data from DAT for April. I think it was closer to 3 to 1, as you just mentioned. So yeah, it's definitely a bit different. Things that every in your opinion, should every chemical shipper be doing at the moment to sort of leverage or take the most advantage of current market conditions, Dale?
Well, the conditions are for, especially for dry van, have changed so much since 22. Everybody needs to do a rate benchmark and understand what you're paying for freight and how that compares to your peers, right? And you also need to take a heavy look at how you buy freight. And because chances are you'll want to be in the market as a shipper trying to get advantage of some of these lower rates.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, a third way is continuous improvement. You know, right now is the time to shake out the skeletons in the closet and get your transportation efficiency and cost efficiency up. Right now is the time to do that.
Okay, understood. Very interesting. So, for a chemical shipper, if a chemical shipper, say for example, had recently secured new carrier contracts, how would that shipper go about tracking sort of things like the projected savings and results?
Right. Yeah. So, new contracts now you are using a baseline of last year, 2021, 2022. And there could be a lot of forecasted savings. So finance folks are really interested in making sure that, you know, the shipper recognizes those savings. And a procurement event shouldn't be treated as an isolated project. You know, the procurement event itself is a project, but what's beyond when the new rates get in place is how do you track and manage that? And that's what our procurement analytics product focuses on, is helping shippers understand, you know, how do we realize our entitlement from those savings?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always just about the rates. It's how you act as a shipper, expedites, house moves, those kinds of activities that could cut into that entitlement that you saw from the procurement event.
Okay. All right. Great. And then how are ways in which chemical shippers can get more predictive instead of reactive when managing the cost of transportation as well as transportation performance?
Right. Great question. A lot of good answers out there. But from my perspective, one of the ways they can get less reactive and more predictive is understanding your S&OP process, getting involved with your sales and operations planning.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding how your volumes are going to change and what your transportation costs are as a percent of gross revenue. You know, that's something that you can easily measure yourself to your peers on and start understanding where you're sensitive to volume and rate changes and where you're not. The other way to get more proactive is to partner with experts in transportation and get their perspective on where the market's moving. You know, for example, we're on a joint program with Penn State to develop a new product called predictive procurement.
Oh, okay.
Which is looking at how we can better predict when you should go to the market and, you know, how you should go to market with transportation rates. So those are a few ways that you can steer away from reactive. Reactive is always going to be there, but to get more predictive.
Okay, that sounds pretty interesting. You know, kind of lends itself nicely to this next question. Is sort of taking a look down the road in terms of, you know, what do you think is going to be happening in the carrier community in terms of how is the, you know, the cost of transportation performance going to evolve over the course of the rest of this year and into 2024, specifically for US-based chemical shippers?
Yeah, that's a great question too. So, well, if we break this out by mode, dry van, I suspect that the rates are going to hang around, the low rates are going to hang around for the rest of this year, maybe not see an increase until 2024. Diesel prices are another one to keep a close eye on, with diesel prices dropping from where they were in the last couple of years. You know, LTL, like I said earlier, depends heavily on the labor market.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if the labor market, the economy slows down, you know, there's going to be some LTL carriers out there that's wanting to renegotiate. And, you know, for bulk trucks, like I said, it's volume-based and relationship-based. So volumes are going down. They're going to have to look at some actions there too.
Okay.
Ocean rates have continued to fall, you know, to the Far East and to Europe. Right now, they've pretty much bottomed out. But, you know, and also rail. We've had a couple of bad liquid bulk chemical rail accidents in the U.S. this year. And that is for sure going to change or create volatility in how those rail contract prices are going to evolve the rest of this year. So,
absolutely. You know, it's interesting, Dale, just before we wrap up here, I had sort of been making a list of some of the things going on in my opinion, seem to be really top of mind for industry stakeholders, whether you're on a carrier to shipper side. Some of the things I had just jotted down included things along the line, things that we've discussed throughout this talk. I had fuel, rates, labor, inflation, and the economy. And obviously there are obviously more things that could be added to that. But if you were to make sort of a list of your own, Dale, of the things that are top of mind for you, sort of being in the supply chain trenches every day, working with chemical shippers across the country, what are some of the sort of top of mind hot button issues / concerns / just things you're always thinking about these days?
Right. Well, carrier relationships are an important one.
Mm-hmm.
And as a shipper, What are the continuous improvement opportunities that you can control and take action on now? Like I said, you know, shake out the skeletons in the closet and improve your efficiency. And one of those is, you know, house moves and stock transfers. A lot of shippers kind of overlook those moves, but in reality, you know, you have 100% or near 100% control over those moves and how they're done. And getting control over, you know, expedite approvals and how you move freight from warehouse to warehouse or plant to warehouse is really important right now. And, you know, when it becomes a carrier's market again, it'll become really, it could be a differentiator in you know, you and your competitors on how efficient you are in logistics.
No, I absolutely. Yeah. There's never been more going on, all at once. You know, it seems going back the last 3+ years, every day is viewed as a supply chain adventure, it seems.
Yeah.
To say the least. Well, look, Dale, this brings us to the end of our time for today's podcast recording. So on behalf of Logistics Management Magazine and the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group, I'd like to offer up a big thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we also would like to thank our friends over at CLX Logistics for sponsoring today's podcast. And just a few quick housekeeping notes here. For those of you on Twitter, please feel free to give us at Logistics Management a follow, simply at Logistics MGMT. And if you're not already subscribing to our podcast, please go ahead and do so. All you need to do is look for Supply Chain 24/7 wherever you access, get your podcast, and we should pop right up. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.